Never heard of
Daddy always looked at, he'd get these seed books and he'd order his seeds, you know. Really? Some of these houses out there in the country. Well, after he moved to town, he did. He raised a good garden here in town and all those children. He practiced medicine here 50 years.
You did?
See? Uh-huh. I'm not a spring chicken either.
I didn't get your age, sir. I don't.
I'm 84. Past,
you?
Uh-huh.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You sure are active for.
I travel. I go out, sell ties and belts now.
Oh, I see.
I get out over the country. That's smart. Go down sort of part of Mississippi and went to Tennessee.
Well, good for you. I really enjoy life that way.
Oh, yeah, I have a good time. Yeah, I like it.
Uh-huh.
I've been traveling since World War One. You see.
Mm-hmm. Your home has always been, though, in Bolivar.
Oh, right? Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I remember lots of hard times we had after these wars, you know. When all the banks closed.
There was the 30s or 20s?
Yeah. I know I was traveling. I traveled out of Nashville, sold flour out of Nashville for 20 years for one firm, Colonial Milling Company. Well, you got on there this, during the war, and family got pretty tied up. You sell a man, a merchant, flour, maybe 4, 5, 6 barrels of flour in 24-pound bags. He had to buy that much meal. He couldn't get the flour, he wouldn't ship it, had a war, he had to sign up. And I went in the store, called a man selling some flour. He had to buy a meal too.
He tied in.
Tied in. Maybe not, and a customer would go in the store to buy a 24-pound sack of flour, he had to buy a 24-pound sack of meal.
I see.
He couldn't get the flour.
Just real scarce.
Had a war board, you know, had 3 men here on the board, called it war board back in those days. Like, you know, remember when meat was rationed too, you know, had to have a stamp to get meat.
Yes, that's right.
Remember, had to have a stamp to get sugar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
oh,
that's right. Did you, by the way, speaking of sugar, did you have anything to do with sorghum? Did you grow your own?
Oh, yeah, we grew sorghum, made it, had a sorghum mill, made our. That man's still with us. He can make sorghum too, you know. He just kind of flunky, right? He'd call it around the house for us. Uh-huh. And had some minutes showing. He just lived there. He just wanted to live with us.
Uh-huh.
Of course, now out in the country there, we went to school. And I had a school out about 3 miles from where my daddy lived. And of course, back in those days, didn't pay a school teacher anything to teach school hardly. And he is always, that school teacher stayed at his house. Wouldn't charge him any board to get him to come there and teach. Wouldn't make over $20-$25 a month teaching school, you know. And of course he'd go to school rain or shine, cold or hot. And, well, we'd go too. My daddy said, well, you can go if the teacher can go. So.
How long was the school?
Oh, about 3 to 4 months long in there.
What months?
In the winter time, in the spring, get out, you know, to make a crop, you know. About 4 or 5 months, maybe. Depends on how much money the county had. That's the way they based the school in the country back then in those days.
Would you tell me what you remember about the schoolhouse?
Well, let me see. One, they call it Forest Hill School. It's a big, long building. I don't know how wide. And it had about either one or two of these big pot-bedded stoves, you know. and it had to heat it with wood, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the parents and the children all go there and get together and cut enough wood they thought to do for three or four months at a time. They haul it up and pour it up, you know. All we have to do, the children be glad to go out and get wood and bring it in and put it in the stove, you know,
mm-hmm.
and get out of the room. Oh, we'd go there sometimes wet, sheet wet and all, but we'd stand there and we'd get warm, the house would be all right.
Uh-huh. How would you sit in the room? Where would you sit? Where would the teacher sit?
Well, the teacher sit in the front of the building,